USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump holding a patriotic red, white, and blue rally in Evansville, Indiana. The flag-draped casket carrying John McCain arrives at Joint Base Andrews. Secretary of Defense James Mattis escorting wife Cindy McCain, the children of the late senator, also on the tarmac. Earlier in Arizona, a church service for the late Republican senator, former Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden attending.
Good communities are built by thousands of small acts of decency that Americans, as I speak today, show each other every single day.
Biden saying,
the bottom line was, I think John believed in us. I think he believed in the American people, not just all the preambles, the Constitution. He believed in the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A tentative trade deal has been worked out with Mexico, but what about the wall? USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Earlier this week, a tentative trade deal was worked out with Mexico. Now, the next big step will be to work something out with Canada. Now, since that tentative deal with Mexico, there has been some back and forth as far as who would pay for the border wall that President Trump is proposing. Congressman Brian Babin says it would be wise of Mexico to help pay for that wall.
I think the Mexican government would be very wise to work with our president. Let's face it. This is probably the biggest issue and the reason that Donald Trump was elected president in 2016. And to stop the immigration problems that we've had, I think the number I can tell you as a congressman here in Texas is the safety and security of our citizens here. And let me tell you something. If you don't have secure borders, you don't have a sovereign nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The latest lawsuit now between Tribune and Sinclair.
Sinclair Broadcasting filing a counterclaim against Tribune Media in Delaware Chancery Court after Tribune terminated a $3.9 billion sale to Sinclair on August 9th and filed a lawsuit claiming the rival TV station owner mishandled efforts to get the transaction approved by taking too long and being too aggressive in its dealings with regulators. In its counterclaim, Sinclair is blasting Tribune for its effort to build a case for litigation when it became clear that the FCC would not approve the transaction anyway. The deal was the target of fierce opposition, as it would have made Sinclair a broadcast colossus of unprecedented size and reach. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Drinking water being shut off at public schools in Detroit, USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Superintendent Nikolai Beattie announcing his decision after test results spanning from 2016 until now showed that 34 out of 50 schools have higher than acceptable levels of contamination.
I'm not going to wait for the next round of results to come back to know that statistically we're probably going to be in a situation where 60 to 70 schools may have one or more water sources with elevated lead or copper.
For now, students will be drinking water from bottles and water coolers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.